Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're moving on through the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 are our key scriptures all this month. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So today we're going to turn our attention to the fruit of gentleness. So we must remember that all of these fruits are rooted in the first one, which is love.
Yes.
The fruit of the Spirit is love. And then from love comes joy, comes peace, comes long-suffering, comes kindness, comes goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
I love these teaching because it's strengthen our faith and our action in doing the things according to the Word of God. We talk about faithfulness, but faithfulness leads into gentleness. Mm-hmm. Not gentleness without faithfulness. Mm-hmm. And we got to look how it line up in sequence and it running. So gentleness doesn't come before faithfulness. Mm-hmm. So faithfulness, when we bear that fruit, it produces the next one. Gentleness. Mm-hmm. And gentleness is very important. He says, you're not gentle. How many times we look at somebody, he says, you need to be more gentle, mm-hmm. right?
Not so harsh.
Not so harsh, okay? So gentleness, and I write in my mm-hmm. note here this morning, is control strength. Mm-hmm. Gentleness is control strength. It's to be strong under control. Mm-hmm. Be firm under control. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we can tell you yes. And my firmness mm-hmm. is under control. So I'm not trying to be firm without control. So I can be gentle and produce firmness, but that firmness is under control. It's not rude, because we go back to what love, that this fruit comes from love. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Love is not puffed up. Love is not boastful.
Uh-huh. 1 Corinthians 13, yes. In case you're wondering.
Yeah, yeah. So here is all of this. We know what love is. So since we know what love is, the fruit that we're talking about coming from that place. So now, when I says here, when we says to this morning, be faithful,
faithfulness and gentleness is not, gentleness is not weakness. Mm-hmm. Gentleness is not what? Weakness. Mm-hmm. Gentleness is strength. Mm-hmm. I heard this phrase. I don't know if you guys hear this, but he's a gentle bear. that's a good one this morning. You know, a bear is big. And it's like the bear is going to kill you. Mm-hmm. You look. But now he says that bear is gentle. He's a gentle bear. But the bear is also very strong. Mm-hmm. That's it. But he's not going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here it is. So go ahead, guys. Yeah.
David is the best demonstration of that. In Psalms chapter 18, he said, it says, "You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great." So that same verse there in Psalm chapter 18, verse 35, is also quoted in 2 Samuel when David, he goes into this breakout of praise unto God, this prayer of remembrance, mm-hmm. as he's recounting all that the Lord had delivered him from. Yeah. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1, it says, "Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul." So it specifically differentiates between the enemies that the Lord had delivered him from, then it says, and from the hand of Saul. Saul was a different type of enemy. David, he knew what he was good at. He knew he was able to go out to war. He knew that the Lord gave him victory over and over again, but he wasn't able to use those same strategy when it came to Saul. When Saul was after him, David chose to be gentle. He chose to treat Saul with honor, even though Saul was coming for his life. So David, he knew, okay, let's see, God's gentleness made me great. So I'm going to exhibit this trait of gentleness as I deal with Saul, because it's a form of honor. Even though he could have, and the people tried to get him to, they would try to gas David up. "Why don't you just take Saul out? Why are you letting him do all these things?" He said, "No, I'm not going to reach my hand out against the one that God has chosen, the one who God has put in this position of authority over me." Good authority, bad authority, he was still an authority over him. So David chose to operate in gentleness, even though by strength, he could have took him out. By strategy, he could have took him out. But he chose to operate in gentleness. And then at the end of it all, he's able to say, "It was God who delivered me from the hand of my enemies and from the hand of Saul." Because Saul taught David what God was good at. You know, David knew what he was good at when he would go out to battle. Yeah. But with Saul, it showed what God was good at.
So I'm going to ask a question. All you men out there, if somebody called you gentle and you had gentleness, would you like it? Well, let me tell you something. Strength is under God's control. And is treating people with dignity, even when they're wrong. And also, Jesus was gentle. And if he could be gentle, the men could be gentle. Yet he boldly confronted hypocrisy. And he spoke out and he healed people, even though he was gentle. So he's a perfect example of what it means for a man to be gentle. And yes, you can be gentle and you can be strong at the same time.
Hallelujah. As we're closing up this week's study, and we're going to go into Friday, and because self-control, see, mm-hmm. Gentleness run into self-control. Yes. Gentleness runs right into self-control. And self-control is the last. Mm-hmm. And as we're talking about, and I hope you guys looking at the sequence, faithfulness, gentleness, and gentleness comes self-control. Mm-hmm. And we touch a little bit here where we saying, is control strength, which we should have self-control, right? Mm-hmm. So look at Proverbs, and we're going to pick up all of this tomorrow and Friday. So call your friend, don't miss tomorrow's teaching. But we're going to start self-control, because self-control is big. It is huge. Mm-hmm.
in the Christian life.
That's what I
And
said.
In our everyday life.
Yes.
Self-control is huge. A lot of problems happen. And we see the last part, self-control. Mm-hmm. So, man, control yourself. Man, can just control yourself. Or he couldn't control himself. The person says, I'm so sorry, but I lost it. I couldn't control myself. All right. So we are going to Proverbs. Proverbs 25, verse 28.
Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls.
Isn't that powerful?
Yeah.
Whoever has no rule can take authority over his own spirit. Yeah. Think about that. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a city broken down without walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just think of the physical, what would happen if a city had no boundaries, if it had no walls, which was their protection more so at that time.
Yeah.
So if it didn't have any walls, if it was just able, people were just able to access
to run in and run out.
Run in and run out with the havoc that they would produce. So a city broken down, like a city broken down without walls.
Yeah.
And you think about when people come in and they loot and they do things during times of despair, just anything will be transpired. No limits.
No limits.
No restriction. No boundary.
So the discipline start with us. Mm-hmm. The discipline start where? Right here. Mm-hmm. Self-control. We have to be able to have control over our behavior. Mm-hmm. We have to take full control over our own behavior. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it was Apostle Paul who was teaching, not Apostle Paul in the Bible, my friend. He says, you can't go around rebuking the devil.
You can't even control yourself.
Yeah, you can't control yourself. You're going around.
Very true.
You know, think about that. You can't, first of all, my brother said, you can't even control yourself.
Yeah.
But you're going around rebuking the devil. Mm-hmm. The devil just loves with you. It's like, you remember the Stephen, Stephen.
Sons of Sceva.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they were going around trying to do exorcisms.
Yeah.
And the devil said, no, this I don't know you. This is not one that I know.
Yeah, this is not going to work. He said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah, because those could take control over their own spirit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to 91.5 FM.
The battle may be raging, but the war's already won. The king is on the move, and the devil is on the run. It may look like the kingdom of heaven is on its heels, but I find that sometimes how